Hi, everyone. I hope you're enjoying your podcast series so far and that you have learned a thing or two. Today, we want to talk about something that has become more and more present in our life for the past 10 to 15 years. I'm talking about social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, blogs, you name it. In fact, did you know that 64% of Canadians have a social media network profile? That's a lot of people liking cat videos, actually. Social networks are a public domain and are permanent and not private. Kind of like a worldwide public bulletin board. And as a government employee, you have to be extra careful when posting something on social media.
Okay, so hold on, Jackie. Are you saying that as a federal government employee, I should be careful about what I post on my personal social media account? Isn't that like my personal stuff? What I post on there has practically nothing to do with my job. Doesn't it count as freedom of speech as per the Charter of Rights and Freedoms?
Oh yeah, of course. We're all protected by the Charter. The thing is that if you publicly identify yourself as a government employee on any platform, you must abide to the code of conduct of the government. And as a public servant, freedom of speech does not mean freedom from consequences. You're bound by certain restrictions both in your personal life and professional life. Here's what you should always keep in consideration when you post anything on social media. You actually cannot identify yourself as an ESDC employee on a social media account unless the account is a federal government approved professional account and you are the designated spokesperson. You should never speak on behalf of the department and you should always respect the duty of loyalty and the code of conduct. Always ensure political neutrality and impartiality in your comments. Refrain from public criticism of the Government of Canada, ESDC, or its policies, and avoid statements that would appear to impair your ability to perform your duties. You should always respect ESDC's confidentiality and privacy. Avoid causing harm to ESDC, its reputations, and programs, and respect the value and ethics code for the public sector. You should always respect the ESDC code of conduct, respect the guidelines of the Conduct for Service Canada, and respect the guidelines of professional conduct for their labor program. For example, you know all the articles in the news about Phoenix or even when the Prime Minister was elected? Well, you're allowed to share those articles on social media networks and even comment on them, just as long as you don't identify yourself as a public servant on any social media platform. But it does not mean that since you're identified, that you're allowed to share sensitive information about your job. When you sign your letter of offer, you agree to the terms in the code of conduct. Therefore, you have to respect the code.
Oh, I get it now. As long as I respect and abide by the code of conduct, I shouldn't have to worry about my social media posts.
Exactly. I'd like to thank you guys for taking a few minutes to listen to our podcast series. If you'd like to speak to someone about social media or the sharing of information, please contact us at the Office of Values and Ethics at the link that you're going to see below this podcast. Also, check out our iService site. For more information, tools, and resources about Aspire, join our Aspire GC Connects group or check out our Aspire GCpedia page. Bye!